Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
When 23 Republicans crossed party lines last year and voted in favor of expanding Medicaid, many conservatives were warning of a wave of primary opposition this year. But Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says that has not happened.
There was such a hard-fought battle within the Republican Party over whether to sign up for Medicaid expansion. But among those Republicans who did work with the Democrats on Medicaid expansion, few of them are actually facing primary challengers right now.
Only three, to be exact. So far, most of the primary challengers have been on the Democratic side. Four incumbent Democratic senators are facing primary challengers this year, and four incumbent Democratic delegates. Jeremy Mayer at George Mason University says he sees parallels with the Tea Party challengers to Republican incumbents a decade ago.
It's good news for Democrats in that they have a lot of excitement, but if you knock off safe incumbents with primary challengers who are less likely to win, that's not a net win for your party when you're counting up seats in Richmond.
More primary opponents could still emerge. The deadline for filing paperwork is the end of this month. I'm Michael Pope.